What's going on, brothers? It's Lime Tattoo the Name. Got a video for you. It's written title, The Ear of Indifference. Here goes. So, considering what transpired on that train last week and how there are a few trollops out there asking why men and young men won't do X, Y, and Z, or why won't certain men interact with them anymore? And I got shit like this. And Brother RPM pretty much laid the foundation. We're in the era of indifference. That's where we are, brothers. We are in the era of indifference. And the reason why this has happened is because our opposition has decided that it doesn't matter what kind of dirt they do to us and to the rest of the population, they are above reproach. That's right, they're above reproach. But what these psychotic malcontents and these feminists really don't understand is this. They may not be held accountable for their dirt. That is, they may not be held accountable for peddling fraud, extortion, campaigning for infanticide. But they're not immune to the laws of nature. And young men and men worth their salt understand this. They are not immune to the laws of nature. I mean, just because the machinery of the state and certain simps in our government give them free rein to do their dirt to us and the rest of the population, it doesn't mean we have to put up with it. We don't. So here we are. We're in the era of indifference. And let me explain to you, brothers, what happened or how we got here and what this means for our opposition. Do you realize that in these six decades, while these feminists, these psychotic malcontents, and these simps have been doing their dirt to us in the population, do you realize that they have made themselves the poster child, the face of entitlement? Do you know that? So being a Western female is now synonymous with entitlement. That's what happened, brothers. They are the face of entitlement. They are the face of vanity. They are the face of greed. They are the face of narcissism. And they are the face of utter chaos in Western civilization. And they did this to themselves. Yep. And that's why we're in an era of indifference. Now, for a certain segment of females, they're going to get hit the hardest because they've told the world for six decades they're strong and independent, they don't need no man. So they're going to get hit the hardest. They're going to catch most of it. And after them will be these Karens, these white feminists, and those who still choose to give these trolls a pass for their bad behavior. No one cares anymore. Nobody's coming to the rescue. And they've earned that. You see, they really think that young men and men are stupid. We're just going to keep running to their rescue despite being jolly stomped and steamrolled for six decades. Well, those days are finished. Because young men and men are documenting all these horror stories of Good Samaritans having their lives ruined. You brothers can post the links in the comment section. Stories of men going to prison after changing a woman's flat tire. The woman then repays him with treachery by saying that he did something to her, as in sexual misconduct, and he did nothing. All he did was change her flat tire, and he went to prison. And then you have another story where a man gave a woman mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because she had drowned, but when he saved her life, she sued him and said she did not give him permission to touch her body. So you see, because of them, because of this lawlessness, this entitlement, this narcissism, men and young men have decided to just do their own thing. They're indifferent towards their calamity. They don't care. And it goes double for those that steamroll them and those that carpet bomb them with misandry 24/7, 7 days a week. I'm talking about you, Generation X feminists. I'm talking about you, boomer feminists. And those who are complaining because there's a mating crisis. I'm sure you brothers have heard that article or that incident that SSM brought up a few days ago, where this man got fired from his job. He got fired from his job because some Gen X feminine in HR and a junior employee at his place of work decided that they had an extra grind with him. You see, he told this female employee to up her game, you know, better her performance. She went to HR, and this feminine HR coached this female employee on how to accuse this man of sexual harassment. So she made a false statement saying this guy sexually harassed her, took her into a room and did his dirt to her, even though in that room there was a security camera recording everything. But he still got fired. Now, check this out. As it turns out, right after this man was fired, there was a woman on standby waiting to take his place. And this woman in HR, this feminine in HR, had already planned this. You see, the treachery is not just in higher education, it's also in the workplace. And that's one of the reasons why today men are just indifferent. The pain, the misery, the misfortune of these trollops, we don't care anymore. I mean, it is what it is. You may have a problem with this, or opposition may have a problem with this, but I say tough shit. Or as one image consultant put it, if Atlas shrugs, you die. It is what it is. This is the era of indifference. And it's just going to wax worse and worse. They did this to themselves. End of story. This is Lionel McTowell. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share in the comment here. If you're to subscribe. If you're doing this on my channel, you find a chip jar on the upper right side of the screen. Next to the plus icon. Right, fam? Right, brethren? You know drill. You know routine. Going, living boy, SYSBM, S4, our opposition. These feminuts. These simps. And those that probably say it now, we say it. Give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. More to come to state. See you soon.